Today is August 26th, 2013, and we're continuing in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuva of the Rambam. And we had discussed the Rambam at length, different ideas in Halacha Aleph. What is Teshuva Gemura? And what does it mean that this situation presents itself again to the person? Does it mean he has to deliberately put himself in that position, or does it mean that it presents itself? And if it's only that it presents itself, so then our issue was, what happens if a person doesn't have it present itself? And so on. There are those we mentioned in closing, I believe, that there are those that say that, of course, it's not that you have to go out and pursue such an opportunity, but the only way for you to know yourself, really, as far as the Teshuva Gemura is concerned, it all has to be what the Rambam says later on in the Halacha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that you reached a level at which you're not going to redo this Aveira, that you're not going to succumb to the temptation again. But you want to know yourself? Heichi Domi Bal Teshuva means you want to know yourself if you've reached that level? If it happens to present itself and you're able to withstand it, okay. That was the explanation we had. We'll see other explanations now. There's a fascinating piece here from Reb Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin. At the top of page, bottom of page 2, Reb Tzadik says like this, the last paragraph there. He says, it's not that a person should be looking for such a situation. And it's not even that if a person doesn't have it present itself, all right, so he's an einus. He couldn't fulfill it. And it's not even that it's just a test for himself. Reb Tzadik has a different spin on this. Very fascinating. He says like this. He says in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, he says, Kisha oda misakein ma shechata. When a person does in fact fix internally, he works on himself, and he fixes the frailties that he has that led him in the first place to succumb to this temptation. When he finally fixes it, Oz Hashem is, by going through the different parts of tshuva, Oz Hashem is baruch mazmin loy, oisei perek v'oisei makayim. Hashem deliberately brings it, presents it to him, kidei shetiye tshuvas hamishkol. In order that it should be tshuvas hamishkol. Now the word tshuvas hamishkol is brought down in many svarim. There's different connotations to tshuvas hamishkol. But he's referring to tshuvas hamishkol as in this idea that the Rambam says that if the issue, or the Gemara actually says, the issue, the same avera presents itself and you overcome it. Here's for Richard back there.
I don't mean tshuvas hamishkol mean a, yeah, you can give that to literally a weighted tshuva, meaning it's a tshuva of consequence. A
balanced tshuva. I think it means a balanced tshuva, like you rectify exactly what you've done before. There's different connotations. We'll get to that a little later. We're in the last paragraph on page 2. But the bottom line is, Reb Tzadik understands that this idea that the Gemara is talking about, that the same avera presents itself with the same setting, it's almost like it's almost impossible. You know, the Gemara says about one opinion in the Gemara about a Ben Sora Mara, the wayward son. It says, Eloi Hev Le Nivra. It never happened and will never happen. So if you go through the little details and all the requirements, the criteria that are necessary for everything to line up so that you can have a bona fide halachic Ben Sora Mara, it's almost impossible. So it's not a question as to why it never happened. You may have had somebody that was close to it. You may have someone that was the same degree of waywardness, but didn't fit and didn't fulfill the criteria. One example I'll just throw out is, Einenu Shamea Bekolenu. The Gemara says that they say, the parents say, bring him to Beis Din, and they say, Einenu Shamea Bekolenu. He doesn't listen to our voice, right? And the Gemara says it means that both the father and the mother have to sound the same. It's unusual. It says there that if the Gemara says that if they forgive him, if the parents forgive him, which is kind of strange, but if the parents forgive him, there's an explanation to that, obviously, but there's a beautiful Shem Mishmu on that, not for now, but if the parents forgive him, okay, these are all. So the way the Reb Tzadik is understanding this Gemara is also the same place and the same, exactly like Rashi says on that Gemara in Yuma, that each factor that lines up and is identical lends a greater degree of the Yetzirah is stronger now. He says, it's the same place, the same, of course, the same result, why not? For these things all to line up, Reb Tzadik understands it's highly unusual. The only time a person, quote unquote, merits to be faced with the precise, identical avera that he had in the past was when Hashem knows, the Yodea Talumos knows, that he's already worked on himself, this fellow, to the point that he will not succumb. And he's only presenting to him, it's a gift to him. Here is an opportunity for you to do tshuva gemura. So says Reb Tzadik, it's a beautiful, it answers a lot of questions. Should he go find this? All the different questions really are answered by this idea and all the different details. I mean, how is it possible that a person should be, you know, he may be faced with the same unusual situation, that he should be faced with the same avera, but it's in a different place. It has to be the same place, the same setting. So, according to what he's saying, is that Hashem gives this to him. I'm in the second line there. Kidei shetia tshuvas hamishkol, in order that he should be able to have tshuvas hamishkol, this sort of tshuva of tshuva gemura. Shahari vada yesh dvarim sheasra adam lahavi atzma lidei kach. Because certainly there are things that a person is not allowed to bring himself to. So the Rambam can't mean that he should seek out to be in such a position in order that he should do tshuva. K'may ba'isa isha, ba'isa this, and he should be nesiacharim, all those things. Yavra al yisr yichud, just for that. Rak Hashem yisbaruch mazmin lay. It must be that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself is bringing this, presenting this as we saw in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, but his twist is, Reb Tzadik's twist is, Ein Hashem yisbaruch mazmin layzeh, the Rabbeinu Shalom does not present this to him, ela kishiyodeya shalayikoshel oid. It is only when the Rabbeinu Shalom knows that he will no longer fail in this matter. Now, when I first learned this, I said, boy, that's interesting. The Rabbeinu Shalom only brings a test to somebody when he knows the same person has the same avera come up. It only happens when Hashem already knows, and it's a gift to him. When Hashem already, whatever happens to a person who gets the same avera presented himself many times. But one has to say, in the words of Reb Tzadik, that he means to say, in a way that it will line up to be identical, the same place, the same setting, the same person, the same whatever avera it might be, in order for all those things to line up, the criteria to be met to fulfill this tshuva gemura, that sort of thing which we said is highly unlikely, that will only present itself, Hashem will only present it to him as a gift, that he should be able to overcome it, and Hashem only does so when he knows that the person's going to overcome it, when he's already worked on himself. So really, in a sense, it's sort of a token exercise. The fact that he does tshuva is something that happened independently. He already did it before. He worked on himself to the point where Hashem already knows that he's going to overcome the temptation. And this is only a way Hashem presents him with this way so that he can have a full tshuva. Question. Yes?
In reference to what you said last time, so he gets this full tshuva, but then 6 weeks later, unfortunately, he falls. But he doesn't lose credit here for this tshuva gemura, right?
Again, if it's a tshuva gemura, I mean, that was a very different approach, but according to that approach, it seals the circle, new slate,
right.
And that was fascinating. I've never seen that Yagel Yaga before. Beautiful, beautiful approach to the Rambam, but that really speaks to the nature of humans, that we, unfortunately, we fall into the trap over and over and over again. One has to know that one goes through the motions of a true and complete tshuva, and he closes the door on the Avera, it's not lost. It's not lost on the Rebbeinu Shalom. He took care of the issue. Of course, there's always the Yetzer Hara again, but the fact is, he's eradicated it to the point, we'll see later on, that he doesn't leave, it's not even mentioned to him after he's nifter. Those averis are away. Ulekach, I'm in the fourth line there. Ulekach, kasher Hashem yizbarach mazmin loy, when Hashem does present him this sin, simen shekvar niskan v'niskab l'tshuvasei. Now he should rejoice. When he has the same identical sin in front of him, he should rejoice, because now this is a sign that Hashem has confidence that he'll overcome it. He's already worked on himself and fixed the problem, and now Hashem is confident that he'll overcome it. And that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. If a person is choshed al treifos, a person is he's somebody we suspect him of eating treifos, all sorts of things are there in the Gemara, but one of the things is he should move away to another city, and we should be able to tell that he was tempted by a mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, or to transgress an avera, and he overcame it. Okay, the same concept exists there, and that's a sign that he repented. No, it's a test. It's a test to see if he did tshuva. It's talking about, I believe, the criteria for a dayan. I have to look up the Gemara. Anyway, I got a chance to look up the Gemara, but it means if he goes away to another place, he proves himself by way of being somewhere, and people there happen to know that he was tempted with a certain he was tempted with an aveda that he shouldn't leisucha lisalem, right, and he didn't keep it for himself. So he's proven himself. The same idea that a person could... okay. So that's Reb Tzadik's approach. Now, on page 3, we have the first piece there is the Drashas Haran. The Drash Saram speaks about the greatness of tshuva, and he speaks about this Rambam, Gemara, perhaps he's talking about the Rambam itself, but he says a beautiful thing. He says, when a person does tshuva, yesh le shnei tayalais atzumim, he has two very strong benefits from doing tshuva. One of them, acha echad kaparas achatoim hakaidmim. He gets a forgiveness for his previous sins. Okay, so he wipes away the previous sins. V'hasheni, don't forget that there's a second benefit. Toiseves haschus yoiser, he gets an even greater merit. Why? Over what? Mishim loy osu averes v'shav mehen. He ends up in a better position than someone who never did a sin in the first place. If I asked you the question, who's better? Someone who never sinned before, or someone who sinned and did tshuva? What would you say?
Someone who sinned and did tshuva.
What do they say? That you're never a good driver until you have an accident, right? But he says like this, and there are different angles to this. But as far as purity and as far as certain things, perhaps there are some benefits to a person who's never sinned ever. The innocence, the purity might be there. But as far as the overall benefit for the person, he says, not only do you have, when you sin and you do tshuva, not only do you have a kapara, you have an atonement for your sin, but in addition, what do you have? You have the schus of having done tshuva. Besides for the fact that it atones and erases the previous sins, he mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah. He's learning like the opinion of, it was a machlokas we quoted earlier between the Rambam and the Ramban and other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, that say that it's a that Rabbeinu Yonah and Ramban say that it's a mitzvahs asay, it's a positive mitzvah in the Torah to do tshuva. He's following that opinion, the Ran. Ran is part of that group. And the Ran says, besides for having removed the sin, one also gets the mitzvah mitzvahs asay min atayra of having done tshuva. V'him min ha-mitzvahs shayidiyonu rabbeisenu shayim betachas aschar. Chazal have told us in many places the greatness of tshuva. B'zeh ha-chelek asheni dibru sham b'yuma. That's what Chazal say when they say in Yuma, pei vavam abeis, g'dayla tshuva shez dainaysav nasu kizchuyais. Can't forget this. People who do averis and then do tshuva, all their past misdeeds become schuyais. Okay, so number one, we're talking about the fact, as the Ron said earlier, he fulfills a mitzvah sasei min atera. Number two, all his past deeds convert into, his past misdeeds convert into merits. One explanation is because if he's tempted by it, the more he's engaged in this sin in the past, the more he's indulged, the harder it is for him to overcome it today. So that caused him greater friction, it caused him greater difficulty for the mitzvah of tshuva. So everything that he did in the past now is assisting him in earning greater merit in fulfilling the mitzvah of tshuva today because it's providing him resistance. And he's overcoming that. So all the past misdeeds which give him greater resistance today actually are now being used in a very positive and constructive way. So now he has chuyais. Also it says, V'ayit Omar Sham, G'dayla tshuva shebishvil yachit shasa tshuva. Tshuva is so great that it's one single person does tshuva, meichlin l'chol ha'olam. It could provide atonement for the entire world. Hine shezayis ha'tshuva shedibru aleha b'yuma. Now, therefore, he comments on the tshuva that we were talking about all along, which the Rambam talks about, which means a tshuva, ezuhi tshuva, is the tshuva when you're presented with this. You know what it's talking about. It doesn't just provide. If you're faced with the identical avera and you overcome it, you're not just provided with an atonement. It adds tremendous merit. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Heichi dami bal tshuva. Not what is a bal tshuva. Heichi dami bal tshuva kolemer ezuhi oisa tshuva. What is the tshuva that we mean when we say, what is the tshuva that we're talking about that not only just simply erases what he's done in the past, but actually provide and ends up putting him in a place that was better than when he started? Shekaycha gadol kolkach. This powerful tshuva that we talked about. What kind of tshuva is that? Not only it gives an atonement, you know what kind of tshuva we're talking about that actually provides merits. And that's what the Gemara says. The aver is presented. Why? Because what's the merit that you're getting? The merit that you're getting is overcoming the sin becomes much more difficult because of the fact that you did it before. And now that you overcome it, that is a tshuva, a great, very tshuva ma'ula, tshuva gemura, whatever words you use, very powerful tshuva. V'hatshuva she'enena ma'ula kol kach. And even if a person achieves only the lower level tshuva, which is not tshuva ma'ula, uses the same wording as the Rambam, omnam tasbik l'chaper avaynes harishayinim. A regular basic tshuva will be enough to remove the previous sins, avalei toisiv schus, but won't add schus. So according to the Ran, we're talking about two different levels of tshuva. One is the tshuva ma'ula, the higher level, and that's called tshuva ma'ula because it actually provides him with extra merits. Then there's the basic tshuva, which just removes the previous sin. And that's how he explains the Gemara. When the Gemara says, ezuhi tshuva, heichi dami bal tshuva, we're asking, what is this special Baal Tshuva? Okay. I want to point out also with the next three quotes, it's all in one paragraph, we'll see that the Rambam in three different places uses three different wordings to describe something very, very similar to what we are talking about. The Lashon HaRambam, that's why I have bold on the top line, is afilu avar, in this halacha we learned, afilu over kol yomav, even if in his entire day he transgressed, asa tshuva b'yomis asay, and he does tshuva on his day of death, umeis b'tshuva asay, and he dies amidst his tshuva, kol avaynoisim imchalim, all his sins are forgiven. This concept of doing tshuva later on is something that we find in three different places, maybe more, but at least three different places in the Rambam. And the first is the one that we just mentioned. The second one is the next quote, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the first parak. Anybody remembers from last year or did it in the interim? The Rambam says a very similar thing. Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. Today that we do not have a beis hamikdash, ve'ein lanu mizbeach kapara, and we do not have a mizbeach to be mechaper to atone for our sins. Ein shem ela tshuva. We only have tshuva. And a tshuva mechaperes al kol aveiros. On all sins. Afilu Rasha kol yomav asa tshuva b'achrayna. Even if a person is a Rasha his entire days, and in the end of his days he does tshuva. Ein mazkirin loy shum davar mirishay. After he goes to the Olam HaEmes, we know none of his sins will be mentioned at all. Shenema rishas ha-rasha lo yikashal ba b'yayim shuvay mirishay. The evil of the Rasha will not be mentioned on the day that he does tshuva. So a very similar idea, if a person waits to the end, but he does tshuva at the end, also his sins will be forgiven. Third place, the Rambam is in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, the next Perek, Halacha Yadalid, and it says there like this. It talks about different people for whom Ein lohem chelag olam haba, they have no portion in the world to come. Kol echad ve'echa me'asim rabo anoshim elu, these 24 people that we counted, Ein lohem chelag olam haba. But Bamedvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? Shekhal echad me'elo ein lahem chelag ma'ba kishemeis b'lay tshuva. All those people that we say, ein lahem chelag ma'ba, it's only talking about people who die without doing tshuva. Avalim shav mi rishay umeis, if he does tshuva and then he dies, b'hu bal tshuva, harizeh mi b'nei olam haba, then he does get back his portion in olam haba. Shein l'chadavar shayim b'pnei tshuva. Because there's nothing that stands before tshuva. You know there's an expression that's very often quoted out there. Ein davar ha'imid b'fnei ha'ratzein. You ever hear that expression, Neil?
Yes.
Nothing stands in the way of a person's will. So they once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what is the source for those words? They weren't aware. What is the source? He says, this is not from our theology, from our philosophy. Ein ze min ha'dos shalonu, something like that, he said. It's not from our, there are things that stand in the will, in front of the will of a person. The Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay, what exactly he meant, I'm not sure, but interesting, the Rambam's words are very, ein l'chadavar sha'ayme b'fnei ha'tshuva. You have similar statements. There are certain things that are so powerful that it could pierce through. Maybe that's what people mean when they say nothing stands in the will of a person. The will of a person is really that's Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is the bechira, is the free will that a person has. And once a person exercises free will and does tshuva, nothing stands in his way. Okay. So it says, what does it mean? Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Afilu kafar beikir, even if he was a heretic. I said this to my son. I was using the word heretic the other day. So he says, Tati, what's a heretic? I said, it's a little bug that doesn't believe in God. A heretic. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. No, bad? An atheist, a bug that was atheist. Okay, I don't want to say these jokes like this. The room may be bugged. Okay. So even if he's kafar beikar kol yomav, even if he's a heretic for his entire life, ubachreina at the end shav yesh lechelik mabo. How do I know? Shenamar quotes a pasuk: Shalom, shalom l'orchak v'akariv. Peace to the one who is distant, the one who is close. The one who is distant is the one who did the nabeira, kiruv rechaykim. Right, the one who was distant, the one who fine. These are three statements from the Rambam. They all seem to be teaching us the same thing: that a person does tshuva in the end. Like he said here, the best time to do it is b'mei bachrusai, when he's young, and there's many, many different merits and benefits to it, right? What can we list all the different benefits to doing tshuva when you're young? Do it right away. Why? Number one, the situation could be won't present itself, right? The Rambam's reason is because then it's not real tshuva, right? There are other benefits, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, tshuva is such a great gift that the misacher to do tshuva, the one who delays in doing tshuva, he's showing that he doesn't appreciate the benefits of tshuva, right? And all sorts of other reasons how every second a person doesn't do tshuva, it's a tremendous chilul Hashem. Okay. But here you have three statements from the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, don't think all is lost if you don't do tshuva until later in life. If you do tshuva later in life, it's still a tremendous thing. Except that the Rambam, seemingly discussing the very same situation, uses three different wordings, three different results, seemingly, and even quotes three different psukim. How about that? The first one says, if he does tshuva, kol avinos nimchalim, all his averis, even though he's only doing it at the end of his days, all his averis are forgiven. The next one says, and I underlined the three of them. The next one says, ein mazkirin, none of his averis are mentioned in Eilam Haba. And the third one says, yesh lo chelek le'Eilam Haba, he has a chelek to Eilam Haba. Why the Rambam using three different psukim, three different wording? What's going on here? So if you look very carefully, it's pretty clear that the Rambam is talking about three different situations. The first one says he does tshuva b'yom misasai, on the day of his death. The second one is talking about where he does tshuva, asa tshuva b'achreina, not the last second, towards the end of his life. And the third is talking about a heretic who was a heretic all his life. He was worse. It's not just he did averis. He was mechalal shem shemayim. He did chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, ein lechelek lam haba. He won't have a portion in the world to come. So the results of tshuva at the end are very different. That's why the Rambam uses different words. Let's explain. The person who does tshuva on his deathbed, it helps that he should be forgiven for all his sins. But does that mean there won't be any residual? It might be mentioned, he might be embarrassed when he comes to Eilam Haba. There might be some effect that's still lingering. Yeah? So all it says is Avinosev Nimchalim. His Averis are forgiven. The second one, it says Osa Tshuva Be'achreina, towards the end of, at the end of his life. His whole life he lived like this, and towards the end of his life, it means he lived some time, whether it be a few weeks, a few years, a few months, whatever it might be. There, Ein Mazkirin Lo Shum Davar Mirishay, not only he'll get atonement, it actually, the residual effect won't be there. It will be erased to the point where he won't be embarrassed in Eilam Haba from his sins. It won't even be mentioned in Eilam Haba. And the third, as we said, was the case of Chilul Hashem. That is so bad that when he does tshuva, he may not get full atonement. He'll get a portion back in Yesh Lo Chelek Haba. He'll have a chelek. But does it mean that he didn't lose out a lot of his portion? Very possibly. Could his sins still be mentioned? He could be embarrassed up there? Very possibly. So it's three different situations. Did we run out of time? Maybe we'll see the Beis Elikim tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Very fascinating Beis Elikim that deals with these exact sort of cases.